Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Tuesday, November 7th, 2017. Sutherland Springs First Baptist Church pastor Frank Pomeroy and his wife spoke out yesterday, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the Apostle to the Frisians. Could a prostate cancer diagnosis be worse for men than the actual cancer itself? And a woman was fired for flipping off President Trump. Reuters is reporting that Sutherland Springs First Baptist Church pastor Frank Pomeroy and his wife delivered a tearful address to the press yesterday.
We've had a long night with our children and grandbabies that we have left, and she's going to share this with you.
Our church was not comprised of members or parishioners. We were a very close family. We ate together, we laughed together, we cried together, and we worshiped together. Now most of our church family is gone. Our building is probably beyond repair, and the few of us that are left behind lost tragically yesterday. As senseless as this tragedy was, our sweet Belle would not have been able to deal with losing so much family yesterday. Please don't forget Sutherland Springs.
The Daily Caller reports that the Sutherland Springs shooting has knocked the Columbine Massacre off the list of the top 10 deadliest mass shootings in the United States. Five of the top 10 were committed in the last 5 years alone. The Washington Post reports that shooter Devin Kelly should never have been able to buy his firearms, but a failure of the Air Force to notify the ATF about his violent past enabled Kelly to slip through the cracks and purchase his guns and body armor. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Teresa of Avila. Our body has this defect, that the more it is provided care and comforts, the more needs and desires it finds. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Willibrord. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, when I was a kid, being called a bookworm was an insult of the highest order. Today, people want to be called bookworm to solve the world's political problems. At the Founders Trading Post, we have the books you need to help solve the world's problems and save your soul, too. From Humility of Heart to Patrick Henry, American Statesman, get started on your bookworm bona fides today by browsing to mikechurch.com/books. Most of our books are also signed by the authors. Shop like a Jeopardy champion today at mikechurch.com/book.
Born in 658 in Northumbria, Willibrord was known as the Apostle to the Frisians in what is now the Netherlands. He was the son of a Northumbrian Saxon who, being converted to Christianity, gave Willibrord to the Abbey of Ripon as an oblate and became a hermit. Influenced by St. Wilfrid, Bishop of York, Willibrord joined the Benedictines and was stationed at an abbey in Ireland. He would later be sent to convert the pagan Frisians and traveled to Rome to receive the blessing of the Pope on his mission. On his next trip to Rome, he would be ordained the first bishop of Utrecht. He founded the Abbey of Echternacht in 698, but was later forced to flee Frisia when, after the death of Pepin of Heristal, Radbod, the pagan Frisian king, regained possession of Frisia. Willibrord escaped martyrdom, unlike many missionaries, and returned to Frisia after Radbod died, being joined by St. Boniface, who would later be martyred by the Frisians. Willibrord died in 739 and is the patron saint of those with nervous diseases like convulsions and epilepsy. St. Willibrord, pray for us. The Daily Mail is reporting that Oxford professor Freddie Hamdi is making a startling claim about prostate cancer. Hamdi is currently overseeing the first trial in the UK of its kind, comparing outcomes and costs of prostate cancer patients who have surgery, radiotherapy, or simply wait and see with active surveillance. His results have led him to the conclusion that it would be better if many of the men had not been diagnosed in the first place. Hamdi blames overtreatment of slow-growing, non-metastasizing cancers for creating needless health complications from the severe side effects such treatments can have. 1 in 8 men will develop prostate cancer in his lifetime, but only 50% of those will grow rapidly and metastasize. Hamdi's trial shows that of 500 men who were diagnosed with localized prostate cancer, only 1% of those died of the cancer and 10% died of other causes. 80% of men agreed at first to forego treatment and continue active surveillance. After 3 years, this number dropped to 75%, and after 10 years, only 44% were still untreated. Those who underwent treatment did not do so because the management of their cancer required it, but because their anxiety management did. The trial has found that 99% of men diagnosed with early-stage prostate cancer are still living 10 years past diagnosis, regardless of treatment. Hamdi said, quote, "I think what really destroys the quality of life for men is not what treatment you give them, it's the diagnosis of cancer, and I think we have to be acutely aware of that." He continued, "It is extremely reassuring to hear that, when it is performed to a high standard, active surveillance gives men the same chance of survival at 10 years as men who choose surgery or radiotherapy." In this Celestial Musings, the Huffington Post is reporting that mother of two, Julie Briskman, was fired from her job at Acuma LLC after a photo surfaced of her giving President Trump's motorcade the finger while cycling past them. While I thought the action on her part was crass, regardless of her feelings, I thought firing her was a bit over the top. Then I learned that Julie Briskman's employer, Acuma, is a government contractor, and that she has a clause in her contract with Acuma where she agrees to abide by their social media policy, which forbids lewd or obscene messages. This changed everything. President Trump, as the executive in chief of the U.S. government, is technically her boss. If you're going to communicate vulgar messages to your boss, and we all know what she was telling her boss, you should be fired. If you've agreed to abide by a code of conduct and you violate that code, you should be punished. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-sized truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your News Talk and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.